there is now.
And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast.
15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. It's Monday here in the City of London. It's 30th of July, 2018. It's another exciting and action-packed week for us here at SVK Crypto. But listen, let's get down to business and see what's been happening in the markets over the weekend. Bitcoin is currently trading at $8,098. That's down 1.5% in the last 24 hours. It's interesting. We saw a small run-up on Friday with Bitcoin, but we've seen that kind of depreciate slightly over the course of the last 24 hours. Ethereum currently trading at $453. That's down at 2.5%. Ethereum, there's lots of different stories on the weekend that broke out, none that have been officially confirmed regarding false volume figures on some exchanges. We saw a huge spike in 24-hour volume on Sunday. That was apparently fake from different exchanges. And what they've basically been doing is they have been trading volume, well, pools of capital with each other on the exchange, charging themselves zero trading fees so they can boost up their volume figures and they can get listed on CoinMarketCap as a reputable exchange. As an exchange, this obviously isn't the right way to go about business and build growth, reputation, build your community by falsifying volume figures. It's something we spoke about last week, though. But there's a few stories regarding the volume figures and Ethereum being spiked artificially. We have EOS currently trading at $7.79. That's down 5% in the last 24 hours. Cardano currently trading at 15 cents. That's down 6%. And we have NEO at $32.26. That's down 4% in the last 24 hours. I want to give a big shout out to Polymath. That's currently trading at $41, and that's up 9% in the last 24 hours. So a lot's been going on. I think the best place to start is with current affairs, what's been going on in the markets, what are some of the stories that have been breaking out. So let's get down to business and get on to that. One of the major things that has been circulating in the crypto sphere for the last couple of weeks is regarding the story of BitTorrent being acquired by Tron. And that's great, and everyone knows the situation there. But what's really interesting is what is going to happen now. I mean, they bought the service. Great. So what happens now? So let's find out a little bit more. Tron is pulling back the curtain on its secret project, revealing for the first time what its plans to do with the 100 million plus acquisition of BitTorrent. Tron founder Justin Sun says the Tron protocol will likely be integrated directly into the file sharing platform in an effort called Project Atlas. Currently, we are exploring the possibility of using the Tron protocol to improve the BitTorrent protocol. In order to make the BitTorrent protocol faster, I hope the integration of Tron and BitTorrent will allow both parties to work better as one in the future. Sun says this can be accomplished by rewarding users who share files on the BitTorrent network, presumably by giving them TRX tokens in return for making the network stronger. At this point, there is no incentive for peers who have completed downloading to continue to seed. We intend to extend the rewards to peers who seed torrents, infusing more resources into the current ecosystem. According to Sun, BitTorrent can fuel Tron's goals of becoming a decentralized hub for digital content creators and help the platform rival Ethereum in daily transactions. Hundreds of millions of BitTorrent users across the globe will become part of the Tron ecosystem. BitTorrent will be the largest application on the Tron network, which will allow Tron to pass Ethereum on daily transactions and become the most influential public chain in the world. The integration of BitTorrent and Tron will offer new possibilities for global payment and settlement of the Tron online content. The creators of this content will reach hundreds of millions of global users through this decentralized network without intermediaries. For BitTorrent users, Project Atlas is only going to strengthen the current BitTorrent protocol and making it stronger and more competent. Today, Tron also released the beta version of its virtual machine, and which will be given to developers the tools they need to create smart contracts and decentralized applications, dApps. The virtual machine will be tested in the community throughout the next month, with the final release expected to launch on August 30th. It's very interesting the way Justin's going about this. You need cool projects, you need decentralized projects, dApps, to be built on your protocol. You need people to use it, and that makes sense. So what he's done is he's bought BitTorrent, the largest file sharing site in the world, I believe, and he's looking to incorporate that ecosystem into the Tron ecosystem. But here's one of the main, well, here's the situation. He's assuming that every guy or gal downloading files legally or illegally on BitTorrent knows about cryptocurrency and knows about Tron and will be able to, will be incentivized to receive some Tron for that. Now, some people will, of course, but others won't. So the assumption that the whole community of BitTorrent is now the Tron community is pretty strong. I mean, he's got a good use case because they're building it into the ecosystem of BitTorrent, and he'll be able to bring people over to Tron, but I think it has to be more of an organic approach than just saying, we've bought this and this is now ours and they're part of our community and you will use our Tron token if you want to get paid on this. I think there's more of an organic way and an organic approach to this with incentivizing people, and I hope that's what they intend to roll out. By the words he used, though, it looked a little bit like, yeah, we've bought them and they're now ours, but we have to see how they execute on this and how that is done on their side. Another story that's been circulating today is IBM and FX giant CLS team up to launch blockchain app store for banks. Bit of a strange one. So even private and permission blockchains need to build ecosystems to achieve a network effect, just like their permissions, public counterparts. At least that's the thinking behind Ledger Connect, a financial blockchain app store that aims to make it easier for banks to access distributed ledger technology, DLT, solutions from fintech and software providers. And for those vendors, in turn, to reach bank customers. Announced Monday, Ledger Connect is the offspring of bank-owned currency trading utility CLS and enterprise software giant IBM, and counts major banks, Barclays and Citigroup, among its founding members. So in fact, 9 financial institutions are participating in the proof of concept, the POC, which is what it stands for, and selected services from a number of vendors, including Batten Systems, Copp Clark, IBM, Emphasis, OpenRisk, SynSwap, and Persistent Systems. On Ledger Connect, financial institutions will be able to access DLT-based services in areas such as know your customer processes, sanction screening, collateral management, derivatives, post-trade processing, and market data. This new hub will address a connectivity gap where upstart fintechs and large tech firms alike are faced with the costs and complexities of spinning up their own distributed network so banks can consume various applications, according to Keith Baer, IBM's Vice President for Financial Markets. Having a secure network and proven infrastructure allows an app store kind of model where banks can identify applications from certified fintech and software providers and deploy these apps over a seamless blockchain network, Baer told media outlets. For Barclays, one of the most active banks in the DLT field, the app store is a way to test out new approaches. Dr. Lee Brain of the investment bank CTO office at Barclays explained that these are several different deployment options to consider when architecting distributed ledgers for live environments. For example, if a financial market infrastructure provider like CLS is providing the government's governance and business services for a particular use case, then there may be an option for that market infrastructure provider to also host the nodes on behalf of the banks in order to accelerate the initial speed to market. Some banks may also look to explore the decentralized deployment option of hosting the nodes themselves, said Brain. Participating in the Ledger Connect proof of concept, Barclays is gaining experience of a distributed ledger private network aimed at connecting both market infrastructure hosted nodes and bank hosted nodes as well. Ledger Connect runs itself partly on a permission blockchain based on IBM's blockchain platform, which in turn was built on Hyperledger Fabric. And all the apps currently in the store are Hyperledger based. However, the founders are open to other enterprise blockchain solutions, making use of the app store. So one of the big things with this whole concept of having huge institutions such as, you know, big banking conglomerates, Barclays, and other big banks out there, is they want the network to be private because they're going to be super tight about security. They're not going to want the public interfering. They don't want a consensus mechanism that they have to basically work with. They want to be in charge. They want to have the power of the technology. And I understand that. That makes perfect sense. But here's the issue, is that a public chain such as EOS, such as Ethereum, that would be developed by anyone in the world. A 12-year-old kid in Somalia will be able to basically add value and build out that protocol. And if you look back in the 90s, you had the internet, which was for the public, and you also had the intranet, private internet for enterprises. Now, I don't know about you, but you don't really hear the term intranet thrown around anymore. And I think it's going to be the same. I think you're going to see a lot of corporations who are very cautious about using this technology, but can see the upside. So what are they to do there? Well, they'll create their own, and it'll be very private, and it'll be very slow, and it'll be very centralized, and it won't really have the full effects. Because if you look at something like EOS, where you've got anyone that has the ability to develop upon it, that technology will be so much more advanced than theirs that they'll end up, once the network effect has occurred and becomes more adopted and people start using it and other banks have kind of looked at that, you'll see they'll start using the public chains because they'll just be so much more advanced than their own systems themselves. But I think it's a step in the right direction. And I think IBM is really pushing the agenda of blockchain technology for all of these guys, and they're doing a great job because they're selling them. They're doing the sale. They're showing them the benefits, and that's really key. And you have to give them credit for that. But what my prediction is that they will go private, and then they'll switch to public protocols out there, because as I said, they'll be way more advanced. They'll have the ability to do faster transactions. They'll have the ability to have a trustless network. And I think with these private chains, they're going to be quite slow. You probably have like a team of full-time developers working on it. You won't have the ability for them to see what else is going on in the community and embed the benefits into their own protocol. So I think that's very interesting. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out, but that's kind of our view on that. But remember, this is not financial trading advice, just our in-house view here at SVK Crypto HQ. I also want to say a big, big, big thank you to Rob and Zach for hosting myself and Shane Kehoe, co-founder of SVK Crypto, on the ICO Alert podcast. These guys do a phenomenal job over there at ICO Alert. And what they've done recently is create a series called Everything EOS. Myself and Shane appeared in episode 15. What we'll do is have a link in the description for that. And we basically spoke about SVK Crypto, our journey, our view on the market, our view as a Block One VC fund, what we see happening in the space, what we're doing here in London, our home turf, and how we're helping grow our community here and how important we think that is and why we think that's important as well. We go into the details. I recommend anyone who hasn't heard of the ICO Alert podcast, definitely check it out. We're big fans here at SVK Crypto, especially the Everything EOS episodes that occur. They go into great detail. They've got a really, really good understanding. And I think Rob and Zach do a phenomenal job at executing that every single week. So big shout out to those guys. Check it out if you haven't already. And I know we've gained a lot of new listeners from their platform. So I want to say a big, big welcome to anyone who's tuning in, who heard us speaking on the ICO Alert podcast. Welcome. And I hope you enjoy our podcast episode. We do it every single day because that's how we roll at SVK Crypto. Well, listen, I'm going to wrap things up from here. Have a phenomenal morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are in the world. We appreciate your time. We appreciate your attention. Keep tuned in, and remember, as always, to join us on our socials. Hit us up on Telegram. SVK Space Crowd is our community page, our gang, if you like. We post all our events in there. We post our pictures. You have updates. You see a lot of different conversations taking place. And we're currently on 1,200 members at the minute. There's great conversations, very organic, and there's great learning to happen as well. If you're new to the space, feel free to ask any question that you're looking to find out more about. Feel free. It's an open Telegram. Everyone is welcome there. So please join up. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. And if you have any projects that you would like the attention of SVK Crypto, feel free to email myself, cstory@svkcrypto.com, cstory@svkcrypto.com. That's a wrap. I got to bounce. Thank you for your time and attention. Have a phenomenal evening. That's a wrap.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto podcast original.
Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto.
Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com.
Leave us a message on our website
www.svkcrypto.com.